This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. The U.S.'s top diplomat is pressing home a call for a Gaza ceasefire. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken has told the country's ceremonial president that the time is now for a ceasefire deal in the war in Gaza. Blinken's visiting Israel for the seventh time since the Israel-Hamas war broke out. He's trying to advance a truce that would free hostages held by Gaza's Hamas militants in exchange for a halt to the fighting. Palestinian prisoners are also expected to be released as part of that deal. Israel's war against Hamas has flattened huge swathes of Gaza's north, and famine is imminent for the hundreds of thousands of civilians who remain there. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
City authorities in southern China's Guangdong province say a section of a highway has collapsed, leaving at least 19 people dead. Details from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
The incident occurred early Wednesday after the area had experienced heavy rain in recent days. 18 cars fell down a slope after a 58.7-foot-long section of the highway collapsed, according to a statement from authorities. Witnesses told local media they heard a loud noise and saw a hole open up several meters wide behind them after driving past the section of the road just before it collapsed. Video and photos and local media showed smoke and fire at the scene, with highway rails slanting downward into the flames. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
A controversial abortion law went into effect in the U.S. state of Florida, dropping the state's 15-week ban to a 6-week ban. Now, after 6 weeks of pregnancy, the procedure will be illegal. For more stories, you can visit us online at voanews.com or follow us on social media. This is VOA News. Violent clashes broke out at pro-Palestinian demonstrations in the U.S. state of California on the campus of the University of California at Los Angeles, or UCLA. This as dozens of American universities struggled to contain similar protests. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports that New York police have cleared a building held by protesters at Columbia University in New York City.
Police cleared 30 to 40 people from inside Columbia University's Hamilton Hall after pro-Palestinian protesters occupied the administration building earlier in the day. The scene unfolded shortly after 9 p.m. as police wearing helmets and riot shields and carrying zip ties masked at the college's entrance. Scores of officers climbed through a window to enter the occupied building, streaming in over a ramp raised from the top of a police vehicle. I'm Norman Hall.
U.S. President Joe Biden's administration has moved to make the use of marijuana a less serious federal crime in what would be a major shift that could shake up cannabis policy nationwide. Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner reports.
Two sources confirmed to Reuters that the Justice Department, which oversees the Drug Enforcement Administration, recommended that cannabis be classified as a so-called Schedule III drug with a moderate to low potential for physical and psychological dependence. Currently, marijuana is classified as a Schedule I, which is reserved for drugs with high potential for abuse, such as heroin and LSD. Penalties for use of Schedule III drugs are less severe under federal law. That class of drug includes ketamine and Tylenol with codeine. Reclassifying marijuana represents a first step toward narrowing the wide gap between state and federal cannabis laws, as the drug is legal in some form in nearly 40 states.
That was Reuters' Freddie Joyner reporting. And in other world news headlines, Ecuador's early April raid on Mexico's embassy to seize a former top Ecuadorian official was exceptional and aimed solely to bring a wanted fugitive to justice, the UN's top court hears. Bangladesh's Weather Bureau said Wednesday that last month was the hottest April on record, with the South Asian nation and much of the region still enduring a suffocating heat wave. Hundreds of thousands of fish have died in a reservoir in southern Vietnam's Dong Nai province, with locals and media reports suggesting the brutal heat wave in the region is part to blame. Foreign tourists are flocking to Japan in record numbers, and thanks to a sliding yen, many are living like kings, splashing out on everything from kimono to knives. I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.